Sister Toja, how are you this morning?
Guys, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'll tell you what. First of all, did you hear about this Randy Cunningham's, Duke Cunningham's bribery rates?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I read about that last night. It was pretty disgusting. Good riddance to him, you know?
Yeah, here's the deal. Here's what he did. He had a card, like a bribery menu.
Mm-hmm.
And he essentially said that $140,000 and a luxury yacht will get you a $16 million Defense Department contract. And each additional million in contract value required a $50,000 bribe.
Yep.
So, unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
And, but the biggest news coming out this morning, and you are reporting it on your website, is Insight Magazine reporting that Dick Cheney is expected to retire within a year. You buy that?
Honestly, I don't. That rumor has been around for quite some time that he would retire or step down, you know, after the various quote-unquote scandals, you know, like the Plaingate affair and the energy meeting where, you know, the public, you know, groups from the public were not allowed to attend that meeting. And there's just been a lot of discussion about him stepping down and hopes from certain quarters that he would step down. I don't think it's going to happen, though. I mean, like I wrote on the website last night, I think if he were to step down, that it's not going to be anything that the president pushes. He's going to leave it totally, you know, up to Dick Cheney. But Dick Cheney's a pretty tough guy. He's weathered a lot of storms. He weathered Plaingate. I think he's going to come out of there unscathed. And I think he's going to come out of any other quote-unquote scandals that come up with the White House unscathed as well.
Yeah, well, it looks like the Insight Magazine's reporting that senior GOP sources envision the retirement. This is according to your blog today, Sister Tolja at SisterTolja.com, envision the retirement of Mr. Cheney in 2007, months after the congressional elections. And sources say that Dick Cheney would be persuaded to step down as he becomes an increasing political liability to President Bush. Now, that's one of these things, though, Sister, that seem to be one of these floaters. You know, they float this thing out there, see what the reaction is, and then pull it back after they've done their little trial balloon test.
Yeah, they did that in 2005 in October. As a matter of fact, I posted on the blog last night that, you know, at the height of the Plaingate controversy, when it looked like Cheney had a role in the quote-unquote outing of Valerie Plame, that there were GOP sources that were saying that it was a strong possibility that he would be stepping down, and it hasn't happened. I don't think it's going to happen now either.
Sister Smash here. I'm looking at the blog site here off of Allman's Electric Stove, and I got to tell you what, this cave girls were the first blondes to have fun. You never thought of a cave girl being a blonde.
No, you didn't, but apparently, you know, there were some.
What's that all about?
Well, there was a study done that cave girls were the first blondes to have fun. And it said that if you read it, it says the modern gentleman may prefer blondes, but new research has found that it was cavemen who were the first to be lured by flaxen locks. Mm-hmm. You knew that.
Wow.
Maybe that's what made the cavemen club them and drag them by the hair back to the cave because they look so fine.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
And how about the Jacksonian way of war? Boy, I tell you what, so many people believe in that. I'm looking at the article over here, and Jacksonian way of war is they believe that war is an on-off switch, not a dimmer switch, right?
That's exactly right. There's no backing down, no compromise. It's just straightforward, head-on. No wussyfooting around, so to speak.
Well, in fact, once he took over the White House, that's where the to the victor go the spoils. The spoil system came because Jackson got into the White House and basically said, you know what, I'm firing everybody who essentially isn't my friend or isn't related to me, and everybody who is related to me and who is my friend is coming in. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
So he not only took that approach to his professional level, but also to the war level.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Now I have quite a few readers who are Jacksonians, too.
Do you think we're doing a dimmer switch approach here to the way we're fighting this war on terror?
I think we allow the media, I think the administration
and is that a
allows
problem?
The media to kind of influence his decisions a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they need to just stick with their plan. If they need to alter it, they need to alter it based on what their guys in the field are telling them and not what the media is reporting.
Well, I think you're right. And I also think that, you know, what's happening is every single week It's a new, overblown, gigantic scandal. Doesn't matter what it is, but you can be guaranteed that by the time Friday rolls around, Saturday, Sunday on all the talk shows, and then Monday starts, we start with a new scandal. In my estimation, I think it is distracting the Bush administration, and I think it, in fact, is even hampering our ability to deal with the war on terror, to deal with the economy, you name it. Every single time the president turns around, he's got some other media-driven scandal to deal with. And if there's anything that's getting in the way of us dealing with the issues that this nation faces, it's the this relentless pounding of the beating of George Bush and the Bush administration with a tire iron every time he turns around.
Yeah, well, you know, the media and the public... you know, I mean, this is to be expected in any administration. You know, they're going to get pounded with various scandals. I think it's taken a new heights with this one, and I think it all depends on the scandal, like the NSA scandal. I think that's majorly overblown, and that's directly related to the war on terror. I think that the media tends to focus on any scandals that would relate to his handling of our national security because they know that's his strength. And he has taken a beating over the last few months with regards to the Planegate scandal, with the UAE port scandal, with the NSA scandal, and it's starting to take effect in the polls.
Yeah, the port scandal. I mean, by the way, sister, have you heard any news at all in the mainstream media or anywhere else, or even on the blogosphere, that the CEO of Dubai Ports World is American?
I've seen that in a few places, but not in the mainstream media. No,
yeah.
I have not.
Yeah, they had him on TV yesterday. But yeah. But a brown-skinned American, but nevertheless an American.
Ooh, brown-skinned American.
I know.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Watch out.
Your bad smash.
Yeah, I'm just saying what I saw.
Yeah. Well, sister, thanks a lot. And what's your view of this this port issue? You know, I know that most people are going with the AP story on the Coast Guard, when it turns out the Coast Guard, in a very unusual move, had to, late in the afternoon, issue its own press release saying, listen, everything that you're hearing about us raising concerns is completely taken out of context.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, surprise, surprise, the media takes something out of context again. I'm in support of the UAE deal. I initially was not, but like a lot of other people who are hopping over the fence on this, I have come to the conclusion that this is not a bad deal. I think it's been overhyped by a lot of people, mainly the left, who want you to all of a sudden think that they're very concerned about our national security. Of course, this is 2006. It's an election year, so of course they're going to be concerned about it this year. But where were they last year and the years before?
It hasn't also helped, though. Sister told you that a bunch of Republicans who are trying to use this as their effort to distance themselves from the president hasn't helped that the Republicans have been involved in this either. So.
No, it hasn't. Well, you know, Bill Frist was one of the first Republicans who came out and had a lot of criticism about this deal, but he came out in the last couple of days and said he's okay with it. He just wanted the review to go forward.
Right, so. Right. The review. Yeah, we're getting the review that we wanted.
You're right, there's a lot of political posturing on both sides of the aisle, but mainly the left. The left.
All right.
Always, you know, when we have so many people on our side agreeing with the left, then you have to step back and think, there's more to this story than meets the eye. So.
SisterToldYou.com. You can link, find her through Allman's Electric Stove on 971talk.com. Sister, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You take it easy. Beautiful. Thank you, dear.